Moin and welcome. Hello and welcome. This podcast is for motivated people who want to improve their Luxembourgish vocabulary, listening skills, and fluency by listening to compelling content. I'm Anne, your dedicated host and the driving force behind Luxembourgish with Anne, with a true passion for teaching my mother tongue since 2012. In this dynamic podcast, I'll share with you interesting short vocabulary lessons and topic conversations from level A1 to B1, and together we will build a strong foundation of the language you need to speak with confidence about everyday life topics. I also share exclusive learning strategies and insights for the Spruchentest oral exam. So join me on this exciting Luxembourgish learning journey. Warst du bereit? Are you ready? Moin and welcome to this another episode. So how to say correctly what you are doing in Luxembourgish. And let's start today immediately with a translation exercise. How would you say in Luxembourgish, I am learning Luxembourgish? So hopefully you've said for I am learning Luxembourgish, ich lehre Luxembourgisch. And can you spot the difference? Well, the Luxembourgish language does not have the continuous verb form, so I am learning, or he is laughing, or she is cooking. This does not exist in Luxembourgish. So there is not a way for us to express that something is happening right now simply by changing the verb tense. So for example, in English you can say he learns, and then you change it in he is learning, if he's learning right now. Every time you want to say I'm learning in Luxembourgish, hold on if you catch yourself saying this, ich sie lehren. So we cannot say this, that's not correct. So it is ich lehren. But don't worry though, as many students of us make this mistake, even advanced learners, and especially when it comes to describing people on a picture. So I know what to say instead, and I will show you two ways how to say I am doing something right now in Luxembourgish. By the way, if your intention is to sit the Spruchentest in the upcoming future, then note that the description of a picture is part of the oral exam, and so I invite you to listen carefully to this episode. Warst du bereit? Dann lass! Alright, let's set the scene. Mark is at home. He is cooking right now when in the middle of a tender situation, the phone rings. He knows he will have to answer it because it's his mum. So he would say, "Hi, mum, yes, I'll call you back in a second. I'm cooking." So in Luxembourgish, she would say, "Ah, moje mum, ich rufe dich gleich zurück. Ich?" What will Mark say in Luxembourgish? So if you can think of one way of saying it, we have seen this at the beginning of this episode, then excellent. And if you can identify a second one, I will be impressed. Okay, so hopefully you've said for I'm cooking, ich kochen. But let's have a look at the first way, how to say it even more precise, I'm cooking. So you can say, ich koche grad. So I cook right now is what we literally say when panting into the phone. Ich koche grad. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, the continuous aspect of I'm cooking is not expressed, but simply by adding the Luxembourgish word grad. Grad. Grad translates to right now. Also, note that it would be incorrect to say ich grad kochen, as in Luxembourgish we place the verb, so for example kochen, lehren, laufen, in the second position in a main sentence. So grad has to come after the verb. Here we have the verb kochen. Ich koche grad. You can also use another word as a substitute for grad. This is lo. Ich kochen lo. Literally, this is I cook now. Ich kochen lo. Okay. So you can say ich koche grad oder ich kochen lo. Let's practice with small sentences to translate. So how would you say in Luxembourgish, they are sitting on the couch? Hopefully you've said, sie sitzen Kanapee. Donc, sie sitzen Kanapee. Or you could have said, sie sitze grad Kanapee. Sie sitze grad Kanapee. Another sentence. Let's imagine that you are in the oral exam of the Sprachentest and you are about to describe a picture. And on the picture, you would like to say, the people are walking in the street. How would this be in Luxembourgish? So the people are walking is tleit trippeln oder tleit spazieren. And the whole sentence would be tleit trippeln an der Stroß oder tleit trippeln grad an der Stroß. Ja? And a last sentence to translate, I am eating an apple. It's easy. You can say, ich esse elo an apel oder ich esse grad an apel. Just simply, ich esse einen Apfel. Yes? Great. Now let's move on to the second option. Now Mark could also have said to his mom, ich bin am Gang zu kochen. Ich bin am Gang zu kochen. Literally, I'm busy cooking. I'm at it. So it expresses that we are doing it now. When using am Gang, or some native speaker at the en at the end, donc am Gangen, donc ich bin am Gang, or ich bin am Gangen, you need to start with the verb sin, ich bin am Gang, I am busy. Then you add the verb zu before your second verb at the end of the sentence. Zum Beispiel, ich bin am Gang zu kochen. Okay, ich bin am Gang zu kochen. So you put zu before your second verb at the end. The structure zu plus infinitive is pretty common and also your only choice after certain phrases. So this structure is also not far off from the English. Think of, in English, she wants to read. So this two is the zu in Luxembourgish. So you could say in Luxembourgish, hat wird lust zu lesen. Or he has no time to cook is in Luxembourgish. He hat keine Zeit zu kochen. Okay, great. So that were the two ways how to express that you are doing something right now. But it's not finished. We will practice now with some translation exercises using the construction ich bin am Gang zu, so that you get used to it. Yeah? Prat, dann lass. How would you say, I am driving home? I am driving home. Hopefully you've said, ich bin am Gang heimzufahren. Ich bin am Gang heimzufahren. So to drive home is heimfahren. This is a separable verb. Then you put your zu between the separable prefix and the stem of the verb. Therefore you have to say heimzufahren. Ich wiederhole. Ich bin am Gang heimzufahren. Good. Sentence number two. I am doing the household. So the household is the Stot, and to say I am doing the household is ich bin am Gang de Stot zu machen. Ja? Ich bin am Gang de Stot zu machen. And a last example. We are preparing dinner. This is, wir sind am Gang, doves Essen zu präparieren. Or you can say, wir sind am Gangen, doves Essen zu präparieren. Now you know how to say in Luxembourgish, I am doing something right now. It's easy. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you find it helpful. Now, do you have the level A2 and do you intend to sit the Sprachentest soon and you would like to gain confidence in best describing a picture correctly? Then join one of our Sprachentest prep classes where we prepare you in just 4 weeks. So you will find the link in the show notes. Ich so ein merci für den Nolauschteren und bis nächste Woche. Adi!